Yeah, Hashtag I'm good. Is it working? Yes. My children have done it for me. Yeah, am I on? Are we on? Okay, it looks like it's a video. Okay, should we make it? Yeah, it's just what time? Is it time to start? 10 o'clock? Yeah, very good. Okay, everybody, it's time to make a start. Make a quick sick on what we learned last week, if we can. Last week we spoke about being moitzi others. Can you be moitzi other people when you make kiddush? So we spoke an interesting halacha that what's better to do? Is it better to make it yourself or for one person to moitzi everyone? I beroiv am. So we looked at the halacha last time with Reish Yud Gimel. It comes in a few places actually in Shas. In a Reish Yud Gimel, Sif Yud Zayin. Reish Yud Gimel Yud Zayin. Anyone can ask questions there, yeah? You can all ask questions. Okay. Mishmur Reish Yud Gimel Sif Kotem Yud Zayin. So it says there, the Mishmur says, Mitzvah Lechatchila She'echot Yivarach Lekulam. It's better for one person, because of our post game, come on, Noshim, Oysa Mitzvah, so many people do one Mitzvah. Mitzvah Lechat Chela She'echad Yivarach Lekulam. It's Mitzvah that one person makes a bracha for everyone. The Varoiv Aham Hadras Melech. There's an Indian of Varoiv Aham Hadras Melech. Mice is an interesting Shaila. I saw today one, I got a Shaila. What's better, Varoiv Aham or Mitzvah Boy Yisra Meshuchai? Because there's another Indian to do a Mitzvah yourself. So here the Mishnah rule seems to take on that it's better to do it Barov Am. The Meister, we don't do this normally. A lot of people don't do this. I'm saying when it comes to Kiddush on Friday night, many people have got a minig that you've got a few families coming together. Then what happens is many people have got a minig that each head of the Mishpacha makes for their own family. So I was looking around a bit for this. Actually, it's interesting. And I found they bring down... He brings down his halacha, what the Mishnah says, and he says the Mishnah Brum sells rights, the Indian Birch Anenin, and he also writes in Birch Amitzes in Simon Ches, Haminig Achshav Shekol Echad Mavorach Latzma, he's a minig that many people make their own brachas, they don't rely on this thing of one person being moitzi one. I think we said this for our last time, Mishum She'ein Hakur Bekiyim Discovering Lotzis Lotzi. Not everyone's a boki to have in mind to be moitzi and to be good to the Mitzvah. And therefore, since not everyone does it right, it's better that people make it themselves. So therefore, that's where it comes from, probably, this Indian of making Kiddush oneself, that when they bias themselves making Kiddush, is because we don't rely on this in Barov Am. Okay, I mean, it's different things. I mean, there's a million both ways, Mr. Thomas, but that's where it comes from. Many people don't have this this idea. Okay, we said already last time, the person who makes Kiddush has to have in mind to might see the Shemaya, and the Shemaya has to have in mind to be Yetzer. Both ways around it is actually. We're just telling someone this week, we're speaking over Shabbos with someone with this Indian, and the person didn't realize that the person who's listening must also have in mind, and the Moitzi must have in mind to be Moitzi. It's an important halacha, this always doesn't work Shemaya Ka'ona. That's what we said last time. Someone's making Kiddush in his house, for example, and someone walks in the street, outside the street, he hears Kiddush, or he hears next door in his house, he hears the Kiddush being said, you can't use that Kiddush for yourself, Pastor, because the person wasn't Machab to be Moitzi you. You had Kavan to listen, but he didn't have Kavon to Motzi you, and therefore, that's no good. One other thing I wanted to clarify, we spoke about if someone spoke after he made the Brocha Bo'yipriyak offering, after the Kiddush, the Meister Kiddush is still, you're still yes, the Kiddush, the Bo'yipriyak offering is not Makiv, and it's okay, you're all right. Someone said last time there's an Inyan, and I saw it brought down to the attacker, that there is an Inyan that no one should speak until the Makadish drinks a Mori Lukmov, or at least a small amount of wine. It's not Ma'akov, I'm saying once the really Me'ekar Din, once the Makadish has finished the Brocha of Makadish Shabbos, really then you can speak. I mean, it's not, once you, the Kiddush is valid at that point, as long as obviously the Makadish is going to drink the wine eventually, he must drink the wine. The Shoimim, if they spoke, it's not a problem, they yotze Kiddush. Obviously, if they want to drink wine now, based on the Kiddush of that person, well, they've broken off the Bo'yipriyak offering. So they're going to have to make a new Bo'yipriyak offering, that's true. But Lechatchile, it looks like it's ideal for them to wait to speak until the Mekadish has a Mole Lugmov of wine. Then they can speak. I just wanted to clarify that from last time. Okay, moving on, just to finish, we didn't finish this last time, but we didn't say this. There's also an interesting hearing. That's how Lachobi might see other people in Kiddush. That means even if someone's made Kiddush, it's gone to a Kiddush, let's say Shabbos morning, it's more relevant, and someone made Kiddush on Shabbos morning, he went to Kiddush in Shul, and he comes home, he wants to do Moses B'nai Beisai. He's allowed to make a bracha, but we like offering, even though Birkas HaNe'anim, we don't normally make Arvus, unless you drink it yourself, which you're going to do anyway, but here he could be Moitzi, the person, even if he doesn't drink. That's Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, actually. A person who might see someone else is a Reish and Gimel Siv Dalet, I think it is. Let's have a look. Reish and Gimel Siv Dalet. That you can might see someone in Kiddush, even though you've really been Yotzi yourself. Sorry?
That's because of Arabus.
Yochel Adam Makash Lachem, Abbey Shane Eichel, he's not eating with them. They do have a Mokum Sud. The Moedig is asked. That means he makes Kiddush the Mosh on Friday night. He could go around, he could go to someone, he could make Kiddush for them. Even though he's not going to eat in the house at all, he's allowed to make Kiddush for them as long, obviously, as someone in that house is going to drink the wine. Because someone has to drink the wine, someone has to make a Sud afterwards. So he's allowed to go around as Arabus to do it. Says the Mishnah, the Machaba says, actually, this is where we ended off last time. The Mechaber says, "V'hu she'enam yotim." This is only can only be yotz as arvus, and they can't make the bracha themselves. Yeah, says the Mishnah Berurah. Again, I just want to clarify one thing: is two things. The case I mentioned to you a minute ago is when you go to Kiddush on Shabbos morning and you're in shul, and then you come home and you want to make for your bnei bayis. That's much better because you're drinking the wine there. So then you can make both pre-agavim without any question, even though the B'nai Bayis can make Kiddush themselves. There's no Shaila. The Mechaber is talking about a much worse case. The Mechaber is talking about a case of where you want to make Kiddush for people and you're not eating or drinking there at all. It's purely as Arabs. You want to make Kiddush just for them. In the case that we mentioned, when you go to Kiddush and Shul, you come home, that's our Shemei Kaina. They're hearing your bracha, which you're using for yourself, then they can use it and be yotze with that. We're talking about, in the Mechaber's case, the Mechaber's talking about a case of where you are not drinking the wine at all, you're not even eating there. You're just purely making Kiddush for them. In that case there, the Mechaber himself says, it only works for husha'enam yodim, if they can't make it themselves. But if they could make it themselves, then you can't do it, says the Mishnah Berurah here. Im yodim lekadosh ba'atzmon, ein yochal hotzion b'kiddush shaloi. Im ein yotze oz ba'atzmon b'kiddush. If he's not using the Kiddush himself, he can't be motzi others as a mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah himself brings down that others are chaylik on this, and they say that you can always do this. You can be motzi others even if you're not using it yourself. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Bach and Alexander, the pre-chodosh, chaylik, usri, the mechol gamna yuchal hotzion. So look, b'shas adchak l'chayre, one will be allowed to do this l'chayre, but the other person doesn't want to make Kiddush themselves. So I say, I have this situation where someone comes to the moshul, let's say someone comes to someone's house, and they don't want to make Kiddush on wine. You're in the middle of your meal, and they come in, and they don't want to, drink wine. They don't want to make Kiddush. They don't want to make, for whatever reason it is. So in such a case, b'shas adchak, you could make a new perek offering again for them, let's say. Even though you don't need a pre-chag offering, you don't need it because you already made, but you could be starting with a chayr if you have to on this pre-chagos. So even though people could make it themselves, they don't want to, you could be yitzhak with that. Okay, everybody says, is that clear? Yeah? Okay. Okay, then we finish off with the last thing over here is, we mentioned this Ramesh right at the beginning, actually, when we don't have the Kiddush, that someone who's not been Mekabel Shabbos yet now, can he be Moshe, someone who wants to be Mekabel Shabbos now? The Moshe, we said our example of someone goes to the Moshe and says to a beanstalk, and he's not Mekabel Shabbos in the summer, he wants to be Mekabel Shabbos much later, but someone in the home asks him, can you make Kiddush for me? Can you make Kiddush for me? So that's a big question. Can you make Kiddush where you yourself are going to drive home afterwards? You're not going to be Mekabel Shabbos now. Does it make sense to make Kiddush for someone, even though you yourself are not being Yotze Kiddush? Okay, that's a shy. The Meister Poskim say, B'shas Adchak, if one needs to, one may do that. Okay, one shouldn't rely on this, one shouldn't do this regularly. Right, now we'll move on to the next topic, very interesting topic exactly, and that is, may I have a coffee on Shabbos morning, before davening? Now really, this is an interesting halacha, this, and Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber says Siv Dalet, Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Dalet, let's just get a shulchan aruch open, that once the Zman of Shabbos comes, once a person becomes Shabbos, Also, litoim klum koyim shir kaddish. A person mustn't taste anything before he makes kiddish. Afinu mayim, even water. Va'afinim hisl be'yom shoyl hafsid. That means once a person's mekabel Shabbos, let's talk about Friday night. A person's mekabel Shabbos no aboyi b'shalom, or a woman's mekabel Shabbos by lighting the neiros. Once such a thing has taken place that you've been mekabel Shabbos, it's also to eat anything, even water. Shulchan Aruch says. Afilu mayim. Also, litoim klum koyim shir kaddish. Afilu mayim. Even water. Person may not taste anything once he's got himself into a chiyuv of kiddish. Means once there's a chiyuv of kiddish. That means Friday night, a person's makabel Shabbos. I say either a man by boi b'sholem or a woman by lokas haneiros. She's makabel Shabbos. Once that has set in place, she now and he now may not eat or drink anything. That is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. If a woman needs to, or someone needs to drink a medicine, let's say after the makabel Shabbos, or a man, it could be a man, so boi b'sholem, and he needs to drink a medicine, that water is not called drinking water. All right, you don't make a brach on it, it's nothing, it's got no chashivas. The medicine is what you're taking, the water is the toffel to that. So in that case, there's no problem. That water is not called drinking water, shame water. It's a toffel. And if a person needs to take medicine, he's allowed to take medicine even after he's been covered Shabbos. So that's halacha one. There's another halacha, which is actually nothing to do with really, so far, Shabbos. And that's halacha in Siman Pei Tes in Shulchan Aruch. And that is that before Shachris in the morning, Siman Pei Tes, a person is not allowed to eat or drink, really. Let's see what it says. Also, loy this asset with tzrocha. A person mustn't do busy with his knees before he davens. The mechaber finishes off there. Loy lech or loy lishtois. He mustn't eat or drink. Avo mayim is mutter. Lishtois goes through. This is talking about in the morning, a weekday morning. A person may not eat or drink before davening in a weekday morning. And who I did Shabbos morning, obviously. Avo mayim is mutter, lishtois koyim tefillah. But water, you're allowed to drink before davening. Now here it's different to Friday night with water, because on Shabbos morning there's no chiyuv kiddush in the morning. There's no chiyuv suda. You can't have a suda on before you start davening shacharis. So there's no chiyuv suda. The mele, a person can't be obligated in kiddush. So prash is after you start davening. Could be after Shachris, certainly after Musaf, but not before you daven Shachris. Yeah, could be there's already a chiyuv if a person wants to eat. It's not really right to eat then because you've got a mitzvah, kriyas, a torah, and Musaf, but if a person has to eat then, he's got a chiyuv of kiddush already once he's daven Shachris. Sorry? They're lying. I'm saying the Maisi, some shoes have a break between Shachris and Musaf. I think they make Kiddush actually, yeah? No. I'm saying that it does happen.
No, so it doesn't sound like this to happen.
Why?
No, it's very important. I really feel the picture's impossible.
But first of all, who says a woman is nigger after a husband? You have to. So we have to speak about a woman. A woman's an interesting parasha, actually. She might be a bit different. We have to speak about a woman. No, I'm talking about the right. I'm talking about a man who's got a chiv daven. A man's got a chiv daven. Start, boi b'sholem. When he says boi b'sholem, when you say boi b'sholem in davening, that is a Kabbalah Shabbos. That is when it kicks in, the chiv of, what do you call it? 1 minute. In the winter, very often you're davening mincha or whatever it is after shkia, so it's already automatically a Kabbalah Shabbos. In the summer now, when a person davens early, he's davening, let's say, I don't know what time, quarter to eight, whatever time it is, really Shabbos starts much later. But when he says boi b'sholem in the summer, that is his acceptance of Shabbos. When he does that, he now becomes chayav. So at the beginning of the chadoyim, a person's thirsty, he wants to have a drink, there's nothing wrong with him going out to have a drink. He can have a piece of cake and do what he wants then, really. Once he says boi b'sholem, he has now got a chiv of kiddush before he carries on. Really, I didn't mention this before, but if a woman lemoshel is hungry, lemoshel, let's say she's little and neiros, the husband's gone to shul and she feels very hungry. Technically, a woman could make kiddush herself and eat if she has to. If she's very hungry, she's allowed to. There's nothing wrong. Okay, she's made to probably make it on cake or whatever. So she shouldn't use wine as Mokum Suda normally. We say on a Friday night you shouldn't use wine. But she can have cake. If she's very hungry, she's allowed to make kiddish and she's allowed to have some cake and satisfy herself. A man, once he says boy b'shom, let's say friends very hungry, wants a piece of cake, he could technically also make kiddish, have some cake, and then go back to davening. L'chayra. On Shabbos morning now, when we start on Shabbos morning, the Shabbos morning now, what happens is there's no chiyuv of kiddush before davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, and this is the halacha on a normal weekday, which is the same as Shabbos from this prat over here, that a person mustn't have, can be allowed to drink water. Says the Mishnah Berurah though, but lo shayv v'gayv v'dafka, but lo tzuka, you can't put sugar in the water. V'mtzuka osa v'chorshke, maska sheikha, v'tei, v'coffee, sorry, that's also awesome. V'tei, v'coffee, mutter l'shtoyz v'kodim tefillah, you're allowed to drink on a normal weekday, tea and coffee before davening, in order to be able to mechavim. And that's not a problem at all. That's like water. That's if you don't put sugar or milk in. I'm not going into all the details over here, but he says, the mice and the meaning now is that we're mekel and we have coffee or tea. Many people have it with milk and with sugar. It's not called gaiva, that's the normal way of drinking it. And that is mutter before one davens in a weekday. Hu adin, Shabbos morning, that would be the same thing, because there's no chi of kiddush yet on Shabbos morning before you start shachris. So Shabbos morning before you start shachris is the same as a normal weekday. And therefore a person can have a coffee and a tea without any problem whatsoever before he has, he goes to shul. To have the moshel wine, that's probably much more choshul, that's the chol, not allowed. That's the case of where a mashke choshuv one shouldn't have. Does he give an example of a mashke choshuv? Mashke and mashke sheikha, shekoyr and beer, vade also. He says a mashke choshuv one shouldn't have. So to have a beer or a whiskey or something like that, that a person shouldn't have before davening in the chayra. But to have a cup of coffee, a cup of tea in the chayra, who had in a cup of coke or a drink, an orangeade or something like that, orange juice, the chayra, all that is not a double choshuv. The chayra in svara, that is mutter to have before one starts davening. Yeah. 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 Oh, so come, Mamish the next tickle. Mamish the next tickle coming to that now, Mamish. So someone who's weak, Mechabah carries on, a choyle is allowed to eat before davening. Someone's not a choyle, someone's got a chosh b'liboy, he's not so well. Such a person like that has got maybe a certain hefna. I don't know what this means. I must tell you, I just want to finish up because the Chofetz Chaim is over here, that he brings from a chay odom, someone who feels a bit schwach. Yeah? Let me just show it to you what it says here. Rebbe Chilish from the Chai Odom, the Ish Cholosh, Eini Yochel Lahamid and Lafshad, Eish Shigim Maktsibu Tvidosom. He can't wait till the end of davening, the Beis HaKnesses. So Mishnah Berurah, Rebbe Aloch is a Chilish over here. Toiv Yoisa, I think it's better, Lahatir Loi, to be matter for him. So I've just lost it. Yeah, Toiv Yoisa, Lahatir Loi, she is father, that's from a Beis HaBoi Kavir Chamad. He should daven first at home in the morning, let's say Shachris. Yeah? And then he should daven at home, make kiddush, and then go to shul. So someone who feels a bit weak, that, I mean, he needs to eat a proper meal, he needs to have mazonis. We'll come to if someone can't have, if someone doesn't need mazonis. If someone needs to have, let's say something, for example, mazonis, he feels weak, he feels schwach, then the Mishnah Berurah brings down that l'chayra, what he should do is he should daven at home, better he should daven at home first, and then he should make kiddush at home, and then go to shul, baruch hu, and kris the Torah, whatever it is, that's what you should do. Others are a bit more lenient in this way, and they hold, someone's a chayle, there's no chiv of kiddush yet, because it's before shachris, and they say that a chayle can eat. It's a kiddush, not like the Mishnah Berurah, I don't think. It doesn't seem to be going with the Mishnah Berurah this. But there are other people who hold that, since davening starts late, and it's then, in such a case, since it starts late, a person's weak, then he's allowed to eat before davening. Others, and then Rabbi Falk writes down, that if someone feels he needs to have mazonis before he goes to shul, he's not feeling well enough, he needs to have a mazonis before he goes to shul, he says you should make kiddush. Because this person now, since he's ill, he's got a chiyuv to make kiddush now. His zman now of kiddush starts now. and he should make kiddush before he has his mezuzos. Again, a person who's ill and he needs to have mezuzos looks like a bit of a question what he should do. Some allow him to eat. They say there's a man kiddush, not yet, and he's allowed to eat even mezuzos foods. Others say, in Zohar v'Shomer, he brings down that if you have to have mezuzos because you're feeling schwach, and I know someone has this, he told me he has to, his stomach is very weak in the morning, he needs to line his stomach with a cereal. So such a person goes to Zohar v'Shomer, he has to make kiddush first, and then he's allowed to eat. Such a person, his man of kiddush, and then he starts the chakras. Okay, boys, so we'll have to clarify this a bit more, Bezer Shem, next time. Have a very good night, everyone. Carlton.